Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the WDW Review Podcast. If you're looking for custom, comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears, check out our designs or send us a message at magicalmaradesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined today by Tyler and Katrina Lee, and if you're looking on video, Charlie Lee, there you go. I wanted to make sure we did a proper introduction. So Tyler, Katrina, and their dog today are joining us on the Dubs. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Doing great.
Outstanding. Guys, I'm excited to talk to you guys in general because, well, we've had dinner together before, but I'm excited to talk to you because we're doing a trip report today. And what makes it cool is, frankly, we don't have a lot of trip reports because no one's been on a lot of trips right now. So you guys came back and I was like, I got to hear about this. And what makes it more interesting is that you go to a place that not a lot of Disney fans have been to, yet everyone's aware of. So before we get into that, tell me something good. What's going on in your life right now? We've got a few weeks left of summer and the school season's going to start here. Give me something good. Let's talk.
Well, the kids and I, we get to go back to the beach at the end of July. We are leaving Tyler at home. He's not invited.
Nice.
He's home for work. but I'm going with his sister and his mom and aunt. It's kind of like a girls' trip, except some of the kids are boys. So, you know, there will be some guys there, but mostly girls. I'm excited. The kids are excited about it. Last hurrah.
Yeah. And you guys, this has become like a beach summer for you guys now, you know?
It has been, for sure. So,
okay. Tyler, I want to get to you, too, as well, what's good in your life, but do you guys find yourself to be, I mean, a beach vacation? People wonder. So is this something that you guys have experienced now and you've enjoyed just a relaxing beach vacation?
We tend to go every year, like I said, like Katrina said, with my family. So we are definitely beach goers. I am probably more of a beach goer than she is, actually.
I could tell because her eyes kind of rolled there for a second. I kind of want to be a beach person.
I love the beach. I really do. It's one of my favorite spots, but I am not the person that enjoys going out to the beach in the morning or even lunchtime and staying there all day.
Gotcha.
I like to do things, you know, kind of a doer and a seer. So the very first beach trip that I took with Tyler and his family, they are the family that stays by the beach all day.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, is this all we're going to do? But I do love the beach. And of course, you know, when you have kids, they typically keep you hopping from the beach to the pool. You know, so it does break it up a little bit with kids, you know, but if it's just me, I have a hard time just sitting for that long.
I have tried to fancy myself as like, oh, yeah, I'd love a beach vacation. But truthfully, I've never been at a location more than just a few days that where it's just been the ocean or the beach. Mm-hmm. So I think I'd love it. But I really don't know. And I wonder if you wake up in the routine, as you wake up, you have breakfast, you go to the beach, you lay your blanket out and your umbrella, and that's the next 8 or 9 hours. I don't know how long I would survive because I'm like you. Okay, I want to go and see. Okay, so we're at Vero Beach. Okay, so what historical sites are at Vero Beach? Okay, so what shopping can we do at Vero Beach? Okay, so what else is at Vero Beach? And I wonder really if I'd be a beach person, though. In full disclosure, obviously we've spilled the beans. This is a Vero Beach trip report.
Right.
When I was there, I visited for a day. It was unbelievably awesome. It was relaxing. Yeah. It was like the antithesis of the Walt Disney World vacation. Everyone was just like the speed was just ratcheted down for everybody. Yeah. So
the nice thing about that resort is there's nothing around it. So you really don't have a choice unless you're going to drive.
Yes.
Miles either direction. So so it was perfect for me. And I think the kids and Katrina enjoyed it as well.
Though, yeah, so. I was at the point where I needed that.
Yeah.
I needed to just be still. So
I think like America's at the point where like they need that vacation, you know, right now. So
sure.
Tyler, give me something good in your life though, before we start talking. Give me something good.
Probably the best birthday gift I've ever received was my son Carson, who has epilepsy. On my birthday, he had a recent EEG, which is a study of the brain waves, and he had a completely clear, normal EEG. So that was the best news ever. So we're very excited about that.
I remember the post, and I did, you know, comment, like, best birthday gift ever, you know.
It really was. So.
How long has he been clear of seizures?
It's 2 years now.
Oh, man. That's wonderful.
Yes.
If you research seizures, and I know you have because you've probably been like me, you've Googled everything there is. Oh. A lot of them, the causes for them are it's pretty unknown, you know, why those happen. Mm-hmm. And it can be triggered by so many things or not. And you try to research, like, what would be the cause. It's frightening because emotionally it's challenging for the person watching the seizure.
Yes.
And you try to research it, and it's like, oh, man, that's emotional. And you don't even know what causes it. So I completely relate. 2 years. That's wonderful.
2 years.
Yeah. Wonderful.
We're celebrating that for sure. So.
Heck yeah. So you guys are both in education. If I remember, you're speech therapy, correct? Tyler's at home. Katrina's going to school. So our school year is starting very soon, correct, with that?
We think. We haven't received official guidance, but from what I'm hearing, possibly towards the end of August.
Okay. So I just wanted to give everyone a little background. So Tyler and Katrina are both in education, and they decided, you're DVC members as well too, correct? I want to set the picture for everybody. Okay. And where do you own at, Tyler and Katrina? Where are you guys? Where's your resort?
Animal Kingdom Lodge. Yes.
Gotcha. So Animal Kingdom, and they decided this year, obviously with the closure, with the pandemic for Walt Disney World, which shut down for several months, as soon as DVC opened up, they were looking around for a location and realized that Vero Beach might be a really great option. So booked a trip to Vero Beach, but that wasn't the first place you booked, right? There was like a path to get to Vero Beach. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
All right. So tell me the path of how you got there. Why'd you select that?
Well, anybody that knows us, especially knows me, knows I'm very inconsistent. Or I like to
indecisive.
That's the word I was looking for. So we actually started out at maybe Animal Kingdom Lodge, Jumbo House. And then we were like, all right, there's not going to be a lot open, it sounds like, around Animal Kingdom Lodge. And in fact, I think Jumbo House was going to be closed eventually. So we were like, let's move to Saratoga. Saratoga's got...
No, it was Beach Club.
Or was it Beach Club? Oh, that's right.
And then we found out the Beach Club pool.
The Beach Club pool was going to be closed. So then we were like, okay.
And that's the whole advantage of staying at the Beach Club, right? Yeah. If you can't, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that was the only reason I wanted to stay there, because of the pool area. So so we were like, okay, let's do Saratoga and we'll do Vero Beach, a split stay between both. Well, Vero Beach came up and for the whole week, and we're like, do we really want to move? Not really. You know, we've done a split stay before, but it's kind of nice just to unpack and be done. So we're like, this is our best chance to ever try Vero Beach without the park. Mm-hmm. So we ended up staying a full week there, 7 nights in a deluxe. It was called an in-room, actually, an in-room, standard in-room. And it was... I'm glad we made the change. Mm-hmm. So for sure, I think it was a good change, even though we made all kinds of changes to that point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though it was standard view, we still had a little sliver of the ocean that we could see.
Yeah. It was like, if we stuck our head out a little bit to the left, we could see the ocean. So,
yeah. So you guys had a variety of factors that were even beyond your control. In a usual trip, you're deciding, okay, where am I going to go to the parks? Okay. Well, then maybe the location should dictate that. But all these factors were all predicated by the pandemic. So you had closure at Jumbo for the NBA players that were coming in. You had the pool being closed because I'm sure that was part of the phase reopening and controlling the staffing levels at those places.
Yes.
And then you're trying to decide, okay, what is the safety and what would the crowds look like? So all these things probably fueled the decision that all of a sudden Vero Beach, which might not have actually entered your thought process earlier, right? Did you ever really debate? I mean, maybe it was there, you were going to consider Vero, but
someday,
someday, right?
Yes.
So, okay. Did you fly down or did you drive down?
We flew.
Okay. So let's go through that because honestly, right now I don't have a trip planned. And that's one of the things that concerned me is the flying experience. Who was your carrier? Was it Southwest, Spirit, United? Who was your carrier?
It was Southwest.
Yes.
Okay. And as I remember from the last time you guys were on, you have a little drive to get to your airport, right? It's not like it's close by.
We actually flew from Louisville this time, which is our closest, largest airport.
It's a little over an hour.
So not too bad.
Okay.
And we wanted to make sure the flights were nonstop. So we made sure that we weren't going to, you know, go to another airport. We wanted nonstop flights with the pandemic and everything. So
yes, that's what we looked at.
Yeah.
We said, you know what, and this shouldn't become the all pandemic show, but it's inevitable with the topic that we have today.
Yeah.
The thing was, yeah, I see a flight that's slightly cheaper, but I've got to get off the plane and I know they're going to transfer my luggage for me, but then I got to go and find the terminal and wait. And all those moments are moments of exposure and moments potential. So you're thinking, okay, maybe I could just, for lack of a better term, suck it up, get on the airplane, sanitize the seat, camp out, and muscle it up for 2 hours and then that's it, you know? Yeah. So was that your thought process? It must've been, obviously.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. We had our arsenal of sanitizing wipes, you know, we had our mask, we had our, sanitizer. I mean, I was like, don't touch, you know, with the kids, I was like a sanitizing Nazi, you know, don't touch your face, you know, constantly sanitizing them, their iPads, you know? So we were very on top of that.
For sure. Were you were probably really concerned. I'd be concerned. You know, me and my wife, okay, fine. We're just going to sit. But like the kids, I could just imagine my daughter in the first 5 minutes, you know, mask off, looking at the magazine, touching the thing, be like, no, don't, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. We were.
Okay. I think we had prepped them so much before that they knew not to touch anything.
Yeah.
Right? Terrified. Okay. Anything to be said about Southwest, about their safety protocols? When you got in the plane, did you feel like everything was organized in a correct fashion, or talk about that a little bit?
I think they did a good job. Seems like we talked about one flight. They did not take our temperature beforehand.
They didn't take our temperature before either flight. Yeah.
And that was a little alarming that they would do that. So we were kind of surprised by that.
Yeah.
But they leave the middle seat open in every aisle, you know, unless you're family. So they had that precaution. And, you know, of course, masks were required. And, you know, I didn't really see anybody that tried not to follow that rule. So that never was an issue. And instead of doing like their regular drink and snack service, they just came through with cups of water and a little snack pack and passed those out. But they didn't, you know, ask you, what would you like to drink? And, you know, they just made one pass through and then came back to get your trash.
Yeah, that would make sense because that way, the flight attendants got to go up and back and up and back. And, were the waters, were they in plastic cups with lids or were they bottles or what was that?
They were in plastic cups, but no lid.
Oh, so they already had them pre-portioned and just dispense them out. Okay. Yes. Okay.
And then when you load into the plane, you're limited to only 10 people at a time that can load. So instead of everybody lining up, it's just 10 people at a time. At least they try to keep it to the maximum of 10 people. So they'll just call certain numbers out.
Number
10.
Gotcha.
And then so forth. So.
How full was the flight? Even if the middle seat was left open, would you still say it was 100% full? Not, I mean, all things considered, or less than that?
On the way there, I'd say it was pretty full.
Okay.
But on the way home, it was pretty empty.
Yeah.
There were several empty rows around us.
And what about the airport?
Tuesday. So,
oh, that's another great tip is when you're flying, I know people can dictate their schedule sometimes. Southwest always, their Tuesday flights.
Tuesday flights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tuesday flights are the best. You know, if you could figure out your schedule for that, you know, as opposed to the Friday and Sunday flight, I know you're flying back. So is everybody else, you know. So Tuesday flights are
much always cheaper as well. So,
correct. How about the airport? Cleanliness of the airport, concern, social distancing, spacing, anything like that?
Louisville was dead.
Louisville was dead.
Okay.
There was no one there. Now, Orlando was a little busier, but for Orlando, I would still say it was
still very
fairly quiet.
Give me a number. Okay, so mid-June or July crowd at MCO is always a 10 out of 10. I mean, it's just less than the theme parks, you know, and that's the truth. So give me a number. If regular season is 10 out of 10, give me a number for MCO.
I'd say 3 or 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was not.
There was no line in security.
Security went right on through.
We walked right up.
Wow. I'm watching videos right now of Jeff and Carly at Walt Disney World, and there's no one there. And you look around and it's like bizarro world. Like you almost feel like you're doing something wrong because you're taking a video at Crescent Lake. And like, there's not another person. Like, what's going on here?
It looks awesome.
No, it makes me wish that we had gone there too.
Yeah. All right. So you landed at MCO. You had to get your own luggage at this point. Okay. And then you rented a car, correct? Okay. Who was your rental car, I guess you'd say, provider of choice? How'd you rent your car? Where'd you find your best deal? Was that Costco?
Costco was actually the cheapest out of everyone, but we're not Costco members. We're Sam's Club members. Sam's Club members were not, their rates were not much cheaper than anything else. So we actually went to autoslash.com.
Okay.
And that's where I found the best rate that, you know, was not through a membership.
Okay.
And they actually had prices that were cheaper. They booked us through Priceline and I could not find that right on Priceline. So I'm not for sure what they did, AutoSlash, but it was probably at least $30 to $40 cheaper through AutoSlash than Priceline.
And interesting. They booked
us through Priceline. So I'm not sure how that worked out, but it was a good rate, I would say, for a week. You know, it was through, what was the
Hertz?
Yes, Hertz rental car. And so, you know, a reputable brand. We didn't want to try to do the off-site places. We wanted to get in our car, sanitize it, and get on our way. So
you didn't want to rent from Joe Bob's auto car, you know, rental, and you know, no. So,
and I don't, after the horror stories we've heard, I don't think we'd want to go off-site. So
yeah,
exactly. Make it direct, A to B. So I've often rented through Costco just because the way it tiles and displays the rates. And I rarely take the Magical Express because I like the access to do other things in the city, you know. So, and the one tip I can tell people is when you're down there, at the end of the day, look at the car categories. And if the midsize car is $239, the full size car is $279, just remember, you're down there for a full week. And if that's a $40 upgrade, in 3 weeks from now, you won't even remember the costs. Right. Enjoy yourself and make sure you're buying the car. Now, don't go crazy. You don't need the luxury, you know, Mustang convertible.
They were tempting me with that. But
right?
I'll just take the full-size sedan. So.
And as soon as you get up the escalator there, you walk by and it's like the Hertz exotic-like cars. And you see like the Audis and the Ferraris. And you're like, I can't do that. But always get a car that you think is going to fit you. Don't be cheap with a rental car. Make sure you're buying the one that you need. So
we were very grateful to have that full size trunk because you don't realize how much space the luggage takes. And then, you know, everybody was comfortable. We had a Chevy Malibu, so lots of room inside. And it was a good experience. I mean, our transmission felt like it was slipping a little bit, but I don't know if it was I was paranoid because, you know, mine just went out on mine.
I know, because you have transmission issues in your life. I know.
I think it was slipping a little bit, but, you know.
How many miles in that car, Tyler? Do you know?
It was only 22,000, 23,000 miles. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was a tip I gave out a long time ago. When returning your rental car, I'm always like nervous that like they're going to be like, oh, what is that over there, Mr. Malik? And they're going to ding me. And I had one guy that was a really tough dude. And the guy, he was ready to stop. And I took pictures. As soon as I get in my rental car too, I'll take pictures at the airport of like front. And just to make sure that if there's a scuff, I document it. And like, I'll note it on the sheet. Mm-hmm. When it got back, there were scuffs. It wasn't me. It was just the car. And the guy was ready to go. And I said, I got video and I got pictures. He started the car up and it was like 53,000 miles. And he said, doesn't matter. Anything over 50,000, they won't even bother to go in and like, worry about. 50,000 is the magic line in the sand. That car's just, yeah, we could care less what happens to it. So,
yeah, and we typically do not rent cars. So this is, it was an experience, but it all went well.
Yeah.
Cool. Excellent. All right. So you got your car and the first night you're driving right from the plane to Vero Beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. We landed probably around 12:30.
Okay.
12:30, got in the rental car. We were leaving Orlando International about 1 o'clock, probably.
Okay. Did you take the path over to the port and then down?
Yes.
Okay. So you got the ocean view route all the way down to Vero Beach, right?
I mean, you can't see the ocean, but yes, we took I-95 down to Vero. So.
Okay. Okay. Maybe we're thinking a different way. So you went through Kissimmee through the middle of the state, as opposed to the Port Canaveral route and then A1, you know, down all the way down through the front.
Right. We didn't go all the way into Port Canaveral.
Gotcha.
We just went south. Once we got, you know, we saw the exit signs for Port Canaveral and for that area, but we took the interstate down because it, you know, Google MapQuest or.
You know, I got you. You took the same route. I once went down and took, like, Vanilla Ice song, you know, A1A. I took that right down, and you see part of the ocean, and you see like parts of Florida. You're like, what? You know, it is all of a sudden becomes like, yeah, hashtag Florida as you see some of these towns and shops and stuff like that. Right. So, okay,
no, we did not take the scenic route. We were just ready to get there. So.
Okay, give me time. How long did it take you to get from the airport to Vero Beach?
It was about an hour and a half from both, from the time we left to the time we pulled into Vero, about an hour and a half.
And the interstate to provide that. If you took my route, it was about 3 weeks, just so you know. That's how long it took me to get there. It was about 3 weeks.
Yeah. With two kids ready to go to the beach, we were like, let's get there.
And you've already traveled. This is a long travel day because you got to get to the airport a little bit early, the plane, all the waiting, the landing, the luggage. This is like a 6-hour travel day, right, at this point?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we left our house probably – let's see, our flight left at 10-something, so we were leaving our house by 6:30.
Yeah, that's a long day.
Yeah.
That's a long day. All right, you're in your resort, and you pull in. This is the first time you've ever seen Vero Beach?
Mm-hmm. Yes, first time.
Okay, you pull into the parking lot, you walk into the lobby. What's your impression?
The smell. The smell is what got us, me the first time anyway.
All right, give me three words. Describe the smell.
To me, it was kind of like a little bit of honeysuckle mixed in, I felt like, but beachy.
Orange blossoms. Clean. Yeah.
Beachy. They do that to you. Every resort does that to you, right? Yeah. They have their own characteristic smell. And when you walk in, that's like almost the first thing you hit. Animal Kingdom Lodge. They're known for that. As soon as you walk in, no matter where I'm at in this planet, Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Animal Kingdom Lodge, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Another great smell, yes.
We went in our walk last night and we walked by a house that had all these flowers and this fresh mulch. And for some reason, it struck like a chord. That's what Saratoga's like ground smelled like. And I told my wife yesterday, I was like, it smells like Saratoga Springs out here. And she was like, what are you talking? It's the first thing that hits you is the smell, right?
Yes.
All right. Could you go into the lobby? How did you check in? What does the process look like for that?
You could go in. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think. So they've had online check-in, and we didn't do it. I think we just kind of forgot about it. But I have read, like, on a Vero Beach group where some people, like, it hasn't even – the online hasn't been working for them, and they've had to go in.
And we did not get an email or a text message stating our room was ready, so we just we went right in.
Okay. Checked into the lobby, no issues. What about the cast members there? What kind of safety protocols and what did you think as soon as you walked in? Or essentially, boiling this question down, did you feel like this was going to be a safe vacation from the moment you walked in? Or did you think, uh-oh, this is a problem?
No.
No, we felt safe.
No doubt safe. They had the plexiglass in front of everyone at the lobby area where you check in. Everyone was required to wear a mask. They were constantly scrubbing, sanitizing. There was no doubt we felt like we were in a safe place.
Okay. I know you wouldn't have a point of reference, but crowd level at the resort, what would you say capacity? You probably wouldn't have a reference if it was 100% full, but like, give me a reference to a Disney resort, like the Beach Club, assuming the Beach Club is always 100%, capacity.
Maybe 90.
Yeah, maybe 90. 90%. We had been told that they were close to capacity. Mm-hmm. But it really didn't feel crowded at all.
Okay.
So, I never felt like I couldn't be away from someone, or that I was too close to anyone.
Okay.
I think everyone had the same idea we had. Let's try Vero Beach out. This is a great opportunity. Yeah. But like Katrina said, we never felt like it was crowded. I mean, there were still opportunities. How they had the pool, chairs arranged, awesome. and the beach chairs arranged, and everything that they thought out everything so carefully, you can tell. It was just a great way to still have a vacation, but feel safe as well.
Okay. Beach chairs, chairs by the ocean, were more than 6 feet apart, but clustered together in groups, and you just found yours. So is that right? Or
yes.
We reserved them for the week as soon as we arrived, pretty much. So. Yeah.
And they were, separated. Like, they had a front row and a back row, and you could choose if you wanted to be in the front or the back, based on what was available. And they were, 6 feet apart.
And they sanitized the chair in front of you and put a new cushion down for you. I mean, everything was just top notch. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you approached the chair, someone recognized you were coming down to the pool and then just like said, hang on, wait here, and they cleaned it up right in front of you guys, more or less?
Well, at the pool area, so the way that they did that is you would go, and they had an attendant standing at the gate, and they just had that one entrance where you could go in. And so they would ask you if you already had chairs or if you needed chairs, and they'd ask if you preferred a table or lounge chair. And they had like a little map, that they had where they marked off what had been used and what had been sanitized and what hadn't. And so they would kind of show you, what's available, and then they would walk you to whatever your choice was. And so they didn't take you to anything that hadn't been sanitized yet.
Nice.
And so they asked whenever you left, whenever you knew you weren't coming back or you got up for the day, like if you were at a table, you just flip your chairs up against the table so that way they would know that it needed to be sanitized and could be used for someone else.
But they were constantly watching. I mean, they had a lot of staff, extra staff in the pool area to make sure everyone was separated and everything was sanitized.
Gotcha. I wondered how that happened. I wondered, what that would look like, because I would think that would be the biggest moment of exposure is because people, would have sometimes their masks off. They were in the water or eating something. So.
Yes. But I loved the way they did that because, if you've ever been to a hotel like that with a pool, a lot of people go and put their towels on their chairs early, and then if you're a latecomer, which we typically are, and you go down, you can't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they had it set up, there was always something available.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That actually, even in my own mind right now, actually my own internal vacation anxiety just got lowered just knowing that someone's watching. I wondered how the pool situation worked out.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they have a maitre d' or a concierge at the pool area alone and several of them to ensure that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They did.
What about food? How did that work as far as quick service? And do they offer a refill cup over at Vero Beach?
They do. Yes,
we actually, I have one with me right now.
Nice. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, you could, we got two for the kids and then we would, get something for ourselves every now and then. But what they do is you show them your refill cup and they hand you a paper cup. And so you take that paper cup and pour it in.
Yes. Gotcha.
Yeah, there was not free range of that at all. They that was always staffed by someone.
There was someone there, which I had spoken with a lady at the market, which is their like little store and quick service. And she said that several new jobs had been created because of all of this, like the pool attendant and the drink attendant, you know, just different things like that, that they needed extra people for.
Yeah. I've created new jobs at my work just to handle this. So I could relate to that. They're like, okay, how do we handle this flow? What do we need to do? You know, so understood. Okay. So we got food taken care of. We've got drinks. We got spacing. Tell me, what did your kids think? Did they grow tired of the beach? Were they happy with the beach? Or give me like an average day when you were down there. What did the routine look like?
Our kids are not early risers. So we typically did not leave the room until at least 11, just because, you know, they like to sleep in, which is good. But on vacation, you know, I'm an early riser. So sometimes, you know, I'm like, okay, come on.
Yeah. Clock's ticking.
Yeah. You know. But we would go down to either the pool or the beach first, typically the pool. Mm-hmm. And they like to break it up. They loved the ocean and they loved the waves. Some of the waves can be a little strong there. Mm-hmm. We got knocked down a couple of times and got like some scrapes on our legs from shells. So, you know, it can, there's some days where they can be really strong, but they loved, you know, the further out you go, they're not quite so bad. Mm-hmm. And so they loved just kind of sitting in the ocean on their float, or their boogie board. And, you know, we would do that for maybe 2 to 3 hours, and then switch to the pool or vice versa. They still did games and activities, at the pool. You know, they had scheduled times and they would do like bingo or a trivia. They did water slide races.
That was really cool. I got to participate.
Nice. Video. Yeah. You got video of that, Katrina? Can I see Tyler on the water slide? No?
I don't know if I got video of that or not. I got pictures of the water slide, but I don't know if I got video.
I will say that the heavier you are, the better. So I was like,
I've got this.
I was like, I'm going to get this. You know, these little kids, they don't have a chance.
Tyler's pushing kids over. Let me show you, kid. Let me show you how this is done.
But they still had things to offer. I think that kept kids from getting bored just swimming and just the beach. You know, they still did some things that were exciting. The community hall was open, but they had like scheduled activities on certain days. So you couldn't go in there and like play games, but you could go do some of those crafts that they were offering. And they did that a couple of times and enjoyed it. So, I mean, I feel like they did enough that they didn't get bored.
Yeah. So I think that should be stated that when you think of Walt Disney World vacations, it's like hustle and bustle. I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm at the parks. It's 12 hours and I'm back and, you know, rinse and repeat for 7 straight days and you get exhausted. Mm-hmm. And people often overlook, you're like, well, yeah, I know, going to the pool and, you know, participating in the water balloon toss or, you know, whatever the case is. I don't think people really realize how fun that is for the kids to participate in that. And, you know, we found that honestly, you're like, hey, I'm not going to stay at the pool for 3 hours. When you have kids at a pool, 3 hours is like 15 minutes, especially when there's a karaoke contest and there's a find the duck contest with those little squeaky, you know, and they really know how to entertain kids on vacation. And remember, what might not appeal to you, it appeals to an 8-year-old, you know? So yeah, they know what they're doing. That's awesome. Yes. How hot was the pool at Vero Beach? That's always my concern.
It was like bath water.
It's like bath water, right? Yeah, it's so hot.
Yes. Uh-huh. It did not really cool you off. No.
Correct.
It wasn't like a refreshing dip.
I remember stepping foot in there and thinking, is something wrong with the pool? They got the heater on and you realize, no, that's just how hot the water is there.
Yes. And they had a jacuzzi hot tub, but no one was in it because it was too hot, obviously. You know, so But they're going to be completely redoing the pool area starting end of September to end of November. So we're really excited,
to see
what happens.
I asked one of the cast members if they knew what they were doing, and it sounded like they were going to make it a zero entry because right now it has steps.
Ooh.
But that they were going to keep the slide the way it is, but maybe I think just kind of give it a facelift, refresh it a little bit. The one thing that surprised me, which I don't know, maybe they'll do something different, is they have like a water play area for little kids. It's like a pirate ship and it has a little slide and a splash pad. And he said they were going to take that out in order to put more seating in. But hopefully, you know, they'll do something else. Because I think the little kids, they like that.
Yeah, it was a nice little splash pad for little kids, yeah.
Did Tyler go down that slide too, Katrina?
No, I was very tempted, but then I saw the 48-inch height limit, and I was like, I better not attempt this. So.
Nice. So how many days total was the stay at Vero?
So it's seven nights.
Yeah. Wow, you spent a full week there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and so
most people would be tired of that, but I loved every second of it.
I could imagine. Did you guys do anything in that Vero Beach area besides that resort? Because you had a rental car at this point. Did it go anywhere or were you just planted?
We were a little hesitant to do much outside the resort. So just because of the times. So
understood.
We felt for sure Disney was doing it right. We did go out to eat one night to a very nice seafood restaurant. But we knew this restaurant, we saw the reviews, it wasn't your typical seafood shack, you know. It was a little more fine dining, and they took everything very seriously. Mm-hmm. So, but other than that, we ate at the market every night, and we loved the market. It was the best quick service probably we've had.
Yeah. So what? Like right after we got there was when Florida started to really spike, and had like the 9,000-10,000 cases per day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, ooh, maybe we shouldn't go out to eat anymore.
Yeah.
So we ate at the market most nights, and it was good, and they had a good enough variety that we were okay with it, and our kids liked
they loved not their having food. To get, you know, all dressed up and go out mm-hmm. somewhere. So we were like, let's just eat here.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, and there really is something to be said about the Disney bubble at all the resorts. You know, if you can make it into Florida, into the Disney bubble, there is security knowing the protocols are so strong.
Yes.
But it's not just Florida. It's everywhere. It's Kentucky. It's Illinois. It's everywhere. There are certain places that can successfully do this. And there are certain places that, you know, it's like,
yeah.
I just know better. Know better, you know?
Yeah. We did go out one night and get ice cream. They had a Kilwins in another little section of Vero Beach, and we went there, and we did feel a little uncomfortable there.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It was very crowded, and there was no distancing at all, and several people did not have their masks.
Gotcha.
There. So that was a little interesting.
Yeah, we were like, okay, this is enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you come back to the Vero Beach Resort, and you're like, okay, this is good now, you know. Yeah, so I get that
safety zone. So
could you imagine even having this trip report like a year ago, how much the world has changed and the vacation, the extra layer of added stress to this now. But you know, there's something to be said, you know, actually a friend of mine said, you know, it's something more than just surviving. It's trying to go and actually live and enjoy your life during this period, but doing it as safely as possible. But of course, the Disney magic doesn't make you impervious. You know, you still got to be wise, and you got to make smart choices when you're down there as well, too. So
right, exactly.
Okay. So the goal was to spend a week there at Vero, and then you went back and you went to somewhere else in the middle of the state, right? So tell us about the rest of the vacation.
So we thought we'd surprise the kids, and we do a little trip to Legoland.
Nice.
So
they love amusement parks.
They love amusement parks. So we were like, let's tie in a little something, you know, something that we wouldn't have never have done before. So it was probably about another hour and a half, hour and 45 minute drive. So it was not exactly close to Vero Beach, but very doable. I mean, mm-hmm. you took back roads to get there from south of Orlando. So It was an easy drive on the way there, and we'd done some research prior to just to make sure they were also using, you know, proper precautions and things. And I think it was a hit with everybody, though.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you stay? How many days did you extend your vacation for them?
Well, so we just took a day while we were at Vero.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Since we had the rental car, it was not a bad drive at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, next time we were like, you know, maybe we would stay, you know, at a DVC resort in Orlando if we went back, because obviously that would be more convenient. But yeah. we made the drive. We didn't want to have to, you know, do a split stay. So we stayed at Vero the whole week and just drove to Legoland.
Gotcha. So that was just for one day. Tell me about the park. I've never been. I know Michael's got great video on Theme Park Brothers, and I was watching your footage as well. A few of the attractions, I saw you in the spacing. So tell me about the park.
You want me again?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Legoland is, you know, a lot smaller, of course, than Disney. They have the main park and the water park. We chose just to do the main park since we haven't been there. And the water park, the kids did want to do, but we didn't want to do 2 days of driving back and forth. So we just did the main park. Of course, it was very hot the day we went, probably, you know, heat index of probably over 100.
Yeah.
And that was a little, but they did not require masks there. So everyone, but the park was empty. I mean,
there's no one there.
You're not relatively close to anybody. And everything was socially distanced, measured, sanitizer everywhere. They were constantly cleaning the park. So we felt very safe there as well. But like, as soon as we entered the parking lot, there was hardly anybody there.
Judging by your ride pictures and ride videos, you had several attractions unto yourself. And I thought, well, the no mask issue, that's not really going to be a problem today, you know?
Right.
So
it wasn't.
And I had researched before. And, you know, because of course there's part of me that's like, ooh, a mask in 95 degrees does not sound appealing. But then, you know, you think, you know, really for safety, it's a little scary that they didn't require it. However, with it being so empty, I could see why. I think I did read now that it's kind of like a city mandate that they are requiring it now.
Gotcha.
Because it's a mandate. But we were never close to anyone else.
Okay. How crowded was the park then? I mean, it 10%, 5% of its capacity, would you guess? Or less than that?
Maybe a total of maybe 200 people.
Maybe.
Holy cow.
We walked on to every ride.
There was no wait.
Yeah. Obviously. The only time we had to wait was if they were cleaning it.
Wow.
There were no lines at all.
Okay, give me a little perspective. What are the ticket costs then to get into the park for adults and for kids?
So we did
buy one, get one free. Yeah. So buy one adult, get one child free. We had two of those coupons, and you can get those off the little miniature Lego sets or Life cereal.
Okay.
And a ticket there is $100. So we spent $50 a person.
A person.
Coupons. So mm-hmm. I mean, for that price, it was a great buy.
Yeah.
Now,
sure.
I don't know if I would have wanted to. I mean, we had a great time, but I don't. If I had spent $400, you know, it was. Mm. I don't know if I would have said that it was a completely mm-hmm. worth $400, but for $50 a person, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. How long did you spend there?
We were there from almost open. I think it opened at 10.
We got there about
10:30.
10:30,
maybe.
Yeah.
And then we were there until they closed, which was
5 o'clock. Yeah. So limited hours.
Yeah. So we got everything finished in that amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah. Which we had a snafu on one ride. We got stuck.
Yeah.
So that kind of took up some of our time. Yeah. We were on a roller coaster, and it was close to the end and stopped. Like, it's kind of like before they take you back into the little loading area.
Gotcha.
So we were stuck there for, I'd say, a good 10 to 15 minutes.
It felt like an eternity.
The sun just baking on you. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It was an interesting time.
Our daughter started to panic, so it was.
Yes.
It was just.
she started to panic, and then, you know, I'm not. I typically avoid conflict. I'm not a really bold person, but if my kids are involved, then it may be a little bit different. And she was panicking, and even though Carson hasn't had a seizure in 2 years, he like that can elicit seizures. So I kind of started to feel a little panicky myself about that. And so I embarrassed Bella quite a bit because I was yelling at the workers to come get us. Please let us off. Because there was a walkway right there, and like they weren't really communicating what was going on. So needless to say, that was an interesting time because she went from panicking about the ride to saying, "Mom, stop, please don't say that. Stop. Don't yell."
Yeah. But you know what? I understand it. You know, at that point, you've got to factor in all that could potentially happen at that point. Yes. So I get that. Don't mess with Mama Lion. I get that, you know?
Yes, it was one of those moments.
I just knew to be quiet.
So. Yeah, for sure. Well, if you probably said, "Hey, Katrina," she probably would have said, "Shush," you know, and pointed right at you know?
She would have.
Let me ask, did they do anything for you at that point, or was it just apologies?
They did. No, they, well, when I got off, I asked, "Can I please speak with someone?" Because I was a little mad, but you know, like, I'm not the kind of person, I'm not going to be rude, I'm not going to take it out on you, but I am going to say I would like to speak with someone.
Yeah.
So, you know, we did, and they got us water, they bought our lunch. So,
they did compensate with a free lunch, so that was...
And the guy even said, he said, "You know, I recommend that you stop by the guest services before you leave. They can do more for you." We didn't, because I just kind of felt like they had already handled it. I didn't want, you know, I don't know what they would have done. I didn't want a refund. I didn't, you know, we were fine. I just was, I was aggravated.
That's the correct and appropriate way to voice your, you know, your frustration in that situation. Some people like to complain over nothing just to see how far they can get and what they can get.
Right.
But if something truly fell through the cracks and they didn't react to your needs and left you out there for 15 minutes, you know what? I'm not trying to get those people in trouble, but I want to talk to the manager because something's not right, you know? And I know you've got all these protocols, but if the ride breaks down, you need to look at your protocol list and figure out how to resolve this without having your guests feel like they've been ignored.
Right.
In 104 heat index in the middle of, you know, you need to figure out something. So
exactly. Yes.
Working in that industry myself, I know when a person comes in that's looking for something, and I know when a person comes in that we screwed up and we have to tighten up our, and that's the appropriate way. I'm not really looking for something, but this isn't correct. You know, maybe someone needs to address this issue. So,
And that was kind of the point of it. And they took care of it and we were fine and we enjoyed the rest of our day. So.
Gotcha. Did you ever do anything on Disney property in Central Florida? Did you ever go to the Springs? Did you even? Nope. You never did. Okay.
Never did.
We talked about the Springs once we left the land. We talked about like trying to go and do dinner there. Because we actually, we went and visited B. Thaxton. And we kind of had some time in between, like to kill for dinner. And then we just decided, you know, I think I forget how far away it was. And we were like, "Oh, let's just do drive through."
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But we got to have a good long chat with B. So that was very nice. She lives very close to the Legoland area. So
nice.
Yeah.
All good. And you see friends, you met B, you met, I saw you guys ran into Scott over at Vero Beach as well.
Scott Ferrino
and his family were there toward the end of our, the last day of our trip actually.
Yeah.
So.
And it was nice to see them and talk with them. And it was
nice. I've been, the whole pandemic has kind of thrown me for a loop, even like meeting my family and people right now. If you watch news, you get nervous just meeting people right now. So did you have any concerns about meeting up with anybody when you were down there? Because it's a valid question. You know, people plan up all these. If it was regular, be like, hey, let's have this Dubs meetup. Let's meet with like 19 people. And then you're like,
I was hesitant. I really wanted to meet more people, obviously, but I didn't put it out there in the EDCOT group just because I don't know what people's comfort levels are.
Yeah,
right.
Valid.
So, and we didn't want people to feel like that they would hurt our feelings if they didn't want to. And so we thought we just
left it up to others who knew we were coming already.
Yeah. I mean, we were actually supposed to meet up with B in April because we had a Universal Disney trip planned then. Obviously, we didn't go. So whenever I found out we were doing Vero, I texted her and was like, we still get to come. But, you know, so she kind of knew we were coming. But even when we were there, like, we kept our distance from her. Like, we weren't really close to her. So, you know, we still kept our distance. Even with Scott and Shannon. Now, Carson, our son, he is the same age, close to the same age as their boys. And so whenever he saw them, you know, he is the type of kid, like, everybody is a friend, you know. So when he saw them, he's like, yes, I have friends to play with, somebody to talk to. So, you know, we were kind of hesitant because we didn't want to, like, push him onto them, like, but they asked him to play mini golf, and Scott and Shannon were okay with it, so they went. And, you know, and there, when you're not in the pool area, you have to wear your mask. So you know, and I think they had a good time together, and they played, and so.
Gotcha.
It was a good, you know, good ending to our trip to meet up with that family and get to talk to them too. So. They're always working.
Always, you know. So I know B and Scott are in separate companies now, but both of them are always working. So that's the life. I get that. And regarding like the kids playing together, anyone who is a parent of 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds realizes during this time when unless you have 6 kids or 8 kids, you realize how that, process and how important that is to have the kids play together and have that emotional development continue. And you really see like steps down when it doesn't happen. So the chance to have, you know, Carson play with, you know, Trent and, you know, it wonderful, you know, so, but yeah, I get that too, as well.
It's a weird time to be in for sure. Because you want your kids to be social and to make those friendships. But then again, you have to be cautious as well.
Yeah. So. And this is only temporary, people. But look at the good experience you had. You know, eventually we'll reach the other side of this. There's no doubt. There'll be a vaccine. There'll be and life will resume in a very normal version. But for right now, I guess that's the statement for everybody is if you're going down, always remember that everyone understands. And if you're overly concerned, that's okay. If you're not concerned, make sure people are aware, you know, but it's okay. And it's temporary. We will go back to normal. The Lees will come to Chicago again, and we will end up at Howdy World again. And there'll be a trip and, you know, life will resume and everyone will be comfortable at that point. So give me 3 words to describe the Vero Beach Resort entirely, not just the smell. Give me 3 words to describe it.
Relaxing, friendly,
tranquil.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. How many shells did you bring home, Tyler? How many shells came home with the Lee family? Shells. No shells?
Yeah, there were a lot of shells there. So
we had to limit it because we were already close to the limit on our luggage weight.
Gotcha.
If we left it up to Bella, we would have brought them all home.
Yeah. We're not light packers, so we're like, okay, just bring home the special ones, you know? So.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, I mean, she picked a few that we brought home. But there were several. You know, the one thing about Vero is there are lots of shells. And I noticed, like, there's a lot of creatures or wildlife. You know, you've got the sea turtles, which we never got to see, but there were several nests that, and they have the nests roped off. And then we saw two snakes in the pool area. So, like, around the pool area, I don't know if you, there are a lot of bushes.
Real tall bushes, too.
Yes. Yeah. And one day I was walking, like, from the pool area to the restroom, and a big black snake crossed my path. And I was like, oh, yikes. And then we had that happen again when we were walking from the pool to go to the beach. And there was a big snake that crossed. And it's kind of like, you know, you're not... You don't think to really look down because
sure.
you don't expect snakes. But, you know, Tyler stopped us and was like, wait. And there was this snake going right in front of us. I saw, I think I was the only one, but we were in the ocean one day and, like, saw a dolphin off in the distance jump out of the water and twist around. And that was really cool.
Cool.
And I know that they have... you know, like companies that will take you on a boat cruise. I don't know how many are actually doing it right now.
Yes.
But we didn't really look into anything like that. But I've heard that you can, you know, really see dolphins and I think there's a place maybe for manatees too, that are really prevalent. And then one morning I was out running on the beach. And I swear, I think the cast member probably did not believe me when I asked about this, but there was, like, further down, I saw something, like, slithering in the sand, and I was like, oh my gosh, is that a snake, like, on the beach? It wasn't. When I got closer, I realized it was an eel. Like, there was a black eel just on the sand, which there were people fishing somewhat close by, so I don't know if they had caught it or what happened. I mean, he was still alive. But later that day I was talking to a cast member and I asked, you know, is that something that you would see? And he was like, no, you saw an eel? And I was like, yes, I promise I saw an eel.
Wow.
And I wasn't the only one, cause I had, you know, told some other people, like, watch out, there's an eel as you're walking. And I don't know what eels do, but you know, I didn't want them to step on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I think he was a little skeptical of if I really saw an eel or not, but it was there.
You know, Vero Beach, Florida's ecology is so different than where you guys live and where I live. Yeah. When you go down there, you see all the little lizards running on the floor and you see birds you've never seen before. And, you know, the flora is like, wow, look at that, palm trees. And people in Florida are like, yeah. It's pretty common up here, you know, so
yeah.
I get that. But when you're down there and you see things like snakes like that, we don't have that either. You know, we have snakes, obviously, but like, not like Florida. Florida's a swamp. I mean, yes, they have snakes. They have mosquitoes the size of, you know, small birds.
No, be
careful for those. We definitely learn to bring extra different types of bug spray because they would eat you in the evening. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
Gotcha. I am completely jealous that you guys went and had such a great time. And, you know, it really relaxes me knowing that those trips can be done safely and successfully.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, depending on when you hear this show, you know, obviously you do a little research because even Walt Disney World vacations nowadays, trip reports last for about 3 weeks and then the world changes. And then this closes, this reopens. There's different parameters, but at least as far as yours go, awesome. You know, it was a great time.
It was exactly what we needed. I mean, it was
wonderful.
We felt safe. It allowed us to reconnect and relax and kind of just be at peace, you know, and forget about everything that's going on
for a while.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Okay. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you wanted to say? Is there anything that you guys, you know, wanted to make?
You know, I think 7 nights probably would be a little bit too much for most people. So
gotcha.
I would say 5 nights would be a great.
That's a good length.
Good length.
Yes.
And probably.
Well, especially right now, if you're not going to go like and explore the area, you know, like if you were going to go and do things, then 7 nights may be what you need. Mm-hmm. But if you're just going to stay at the resort like we did, with the exception of Legoland, then I'd say 5 nights mm-hmm. would be good, especially if you're someone like me and you're a doer and a seer.
Yeah.
I did not get bored, per se, but, you know, there towards the end, I kind of started to feel like, oh, I want to do something, or I just, you know.
Sure.
So.
And the Kennedy Space Center is not too far. Melbourne has an awesome zoo. So there are things to do mm-hmm. once, you know, you feel comfortable getting out. But you do have to drive to everything. A rental car is the must because it's yes. in the middle of nowhere. It's
yeah, like for 10 sure.
miles either direction. Yeah. So you have to drive to things.
And if you're driving and you're trying to locate the resort, it's possible you actually miss the entrance of the resort. It's yes. it's not marked like you would think, oh, there's the Grand Floridian. I can recognize that. Nope, you might miss it.
You could easily drive right past it.
Yeah, Tyler passed it up a couple of times.
Gotcha. Yeah. Outstanding. So if anyone's got any questions, and I imagine there's going to be a few because people are considering Vero Beach now, mm-hmm. give me the best way to get a hold of you guys. How could people contact you?
Facebook.
So you can send us a private message through Facebook or in the Epcot group. We're both very active. Mm-hmm. Facebook would be our best bet.
I wanted to circle back to one thing at the very beginning of the show. So if you're involved in a DVC group, there's a reasonable chance that Tyler's in that group. So when he said he had to make decisions, I was smirking because I remember seeing his posts like, I'm thinking of considering here. And I was thinking to myself, you must be driving your poor wife nuts, you know, with every post.
I get to wear, when we first started planning our Disney World vacations, it was when I wanted to go and Tyler didn't. So I was in charge of everything. Now, you know, that he loves it and we are DVC, I don't hardly do anything because I can't handle the indecisiveness and should we do this? And so I let him take care of most of it.
Yeah,
gotcha.
She just rolls her eyes whenever I come up with a new idea or suggestion. Yeah.
It's just like, Tyler, I just need a final plan. I don't care what you decide. I just need a plan. I've had enough.
Yeah, because, I mean, this one had more changes than usual.
Yes. So. And I would just say it is like that in all aspects of our lives.
Oh, man. Poor Tyler. Just got the bus roll over you right there. But I get it. I get it. You partly earned it. You partly earned it. Anyways. Yeah. All right. So, you know what? If you have any questions, Tyler and Katrina Lee, and they are in the EDCOT group, which is, it, honestly, it's the friends group, the listener group for the show, but it's more than that. So reach out. I guarantee you get a response. They're about the sweetest people you've ever met. So, if you had questions for anybody else, we've got travel agents. We've got people that work in DVC. We've got people that design masks and Etsy. We got just about everybody there. Feel free. Join us. Have fun. I promise you, we are the least drama-filled group in Facebook right now.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely.
So, outstanding. So, for my friends who visited Vero Beach and enjoyed themselves, Tyler and Katrina, and for myself, I'd like to thank you for listening today. Have a great day, everybody.
All right. Thanks.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.